Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Xi Jinping?
Dr. Fauci?
Like I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure. But if your ultimate goal is power, how best to use such a weapon?
A newly elected government seeking power and control develops a secret bioweapon and launches it against its own population to establish authoritarian rule and to blame the attack on their political enemies. Taking pages right out of the 20th century, we see this fictional dictatorship not just seeking to dominate and control their population, but to be seen as saviors of the very people that they are dumbing down, enslaving, imprisoning, and killing. The writers had a deep historical well to work from in just the 20th century. With monsters like Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez, Kim Jong-un, who don't just seek to dominate and control the very lives and thoughts of their minions, but who also want to be seen as the savior by the very people who are their slaves.
Tonight, I will speak directly to these people and make the situation perfectly clear to them. The security of this nation depends on complete and total compliance.
So, of course, in the film, those that release the bioweapon on their own population that they're preying on also have the cure.
Lo and behold, a miracle. Some believed it was the work of God himself, but it was a pharmaceutical company controlled by certain party members that made them all obscenely rich. But the end result, the true genius of the plan, was the fear. Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created position of High Chancellor.
In V for Vendetta, we truly see art imitating life.
This is clearly an offensive, biological warfare agent.
This is only the beginning to train you to be locked down, so in the future, when the really deadly bioweapons are released and billions begin dying, you sit there believing governments and corporations are actually your savior and are going to shepherd you and protect you, when in truth they're Judas goats leading you into the slaughter.
In the midst of the worst health crisis we're facing in more than a century, don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
I just want to say they gave me Regeneron. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to just...
Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid. rate of COVID. Is there no one who can tell them don't do this?
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out of the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All of the major factors are aligning, and the globalists have launched their tyrannical world government and the designed, orchestrated collapse of civilization as we know it. Last week, we had the Davos Group and the UN meeting to announce a world government biomedical tyranny. This week, they were meeting in Davos again to coordinate. And now, in the suburb of D.C. in Chantilly, Virginia, the Bilderberg Group is meeting, and there's no corporate press coverage of it. InfoWars.com is reporting on it. Breitbart.com is reporting on it. And that's it. I've covered personally three Bilderberg Group meetings in Chantilly, Virginia. Every 4 years, they don't meet in Europe. They meet every fourth year in D.C. And this time, they put out a press release about what they're discussing there. Just a decade ago, mainstream news was still saying the Bilderberg Group did not exist, ladies and gentlemen. And who was the head of the Bilderberg Group? Well, it, of course, was Klaus Schwab, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be getting into that and understanding who is behind the push for gun control and open borders and devalued currencies and forced inoculations and so much more today. We will get into that at the bottom of the hour. We have more major geoengineering news as major governments admit they're not just spraying chemicals into the air. They're spraying biocides or pesticides that attack all life. That is in government reports out of the EU and Spain. More has come out since we spent an hour on that yesterday. Same groups, same organizations running that. We obviously have the big story that I'm going to start covering next segment, and that is Joe Biden's treasonous declaration of war against the right to keep and bear arms. The Revolutionary War, after a long train of usurpations and abuses, started in 1776, when the Redcoats came to take the guns at Lexington and at Concord. And now they have declared they're coming for the guns. Got a bunch of clips of Democrats in Congress in open committee hearings saying, we don't care what you do. We don't care what the Supreme Court says. These are quotes. We are going to take all your semi-autos and register all the rest. And we know that's a formula worldwide that they've done in the UK and Australia and New Zealand and countless other places, Italy. They then take the guns once they've registered them. And so it is all going down right now. We'll also be covering, as the invasion enters the 100th day, Russia now holds 20% of Ukraine, Zelensky now admits. But the key is that area is 90% of oil and gas refineries and control of all the major ports to the Black Sea. So Russia has basically cut off Ukraine and is in control of its economy. And mainline analysts are saying Putin has already won. Meanwhile, Biden has approved long-range missiles to target Russia. Russia is calling that a very serious act of war. This is deteriorating very, very quickly. We're going to be laying all of that out today and opening the phones up in the second hour. A very informative, very intelligent lady, Jenna Ellis, one of Trump's main impeachment lawyers, will be joining us to cover a host of issues in the third hour. Biden attacking the Second Amendment. Free speech issues are under attack. Pride Month, the LGBT agenda, going after kids, the Supreme Court decision, and so much more coming up with her in the third hour today. First hour jam-packed with news and analysis. Second hour jam-packed with news and your calls. Third hour, Jenna Ellis. And then a lot more coming up, obviously, in the fourth hour as news develops and unfolds. We've got a lot of news also dealing with COVID-19. In fact, every day the news just gets bigger. That stack is absolutely insane. And we're going to be hitting that in the final segment of this hour. Wait till you hear this. I have Der Spiegel. I have the Boston Globe. I have the LA Times. I have countless publications admitting record numbers of people in the hospitals, record numbers of ER visits, all-time record highs, double what it was just a few years ago, with unexplained heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, including in young people. And, of course, what did all the scientists warn would happen? What did the CDC's own document in October of 2020 say before the injections began? A list of what is now plaguing everyone. 100% confirmed with all the insurance actuaries. A 40-plus percent death rate in 18 to 64, the working age. Unprecedented information we're going to be breaking down. That's just one area of the stack. They are admitting, and it's already happening in New York and California and other areas, that the lockdowns are coming back, the mask mandates are coming back, children are being barred and high schoolers from graduation ceremonies if they've not been injected with at least three of the deadly shots. It is unbelievable what we have in that stack as well. But I'm going to get this out here right now, ladies and gentlemen, because it's so incredibly important. We're taking George Soros and the New World Order on at point-blank range. And to get to you, they've got to get through us. And they see us as a media outlet as the number one enemy because we've got their number and we've studied them. And as long as you stand with us, and as long as you spread the word, and as long as you financially keep us on air, as long as you pray for us, we're not going anywhere. And our most important work that we've ever done is now happening. The people's minds, their intellects are now more open than they've ever been to the truth. But I can't do it without your support, so I make it really easy. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we have game-changing products that everyone needs. And this sale is running through Sunday, and it's got to end. Double Patriot points, up to 60% off on things like immune support. Super concentrated known herbs and compounds to help bring your immune system to the next level. Alpha Power, Brain Force Ultra, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Coral Oil, highest grades, incredible for your cardiovascular system, Whole Food Multivitamin, highest grade, 40% off, all Dr. Jones Naturals, that's the toothpaste, that's the mouthwash, that's the Cobb and Chill, the Rocket Rest, the Top Brain, the Primal Youth, it's all 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to encourage you all to go there and take part in the Memorial Day mega sale that is getting very long in the tooth and will be ending Sunday. Also, other good news. 2,000 mules absolutely proves the election was stolen through the ballot harvesting fraud. Everybody needs to have it on their shelf. Everybody needs the HD DVD with all the extras so that you can show friends, family, neighbors. Put it on at your church. It's good to have a hard copy so it can't be censored, and it supports the broadcast. We have Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules in stock right now, and the new Part 3 of COVID Land is out, the injection, the shot, what's in it. You can get them both off together for 30% off or buy them individually, get an even bigger discount when you buy all three parts of COVID Land with 2,000 Mules at InfoWarsStore.com. It is so important with all the censorship to have hard copies of all of these important historical works, and I'm telling you, 2,000 Mules is in insanely powerful. The Smoking Gun and Covenland in the three-part series is amazing as well, and it keeps us on air. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, and there are less than 2,000 of the final coin in the three-part founding member series at 1776coin.com, the Second Amendment coin that just so happened to come out, was planned 6 months ago, minted a month ago, came in a week and a half ago. Wasn't planned for all this. It was the third coin in the series I designed with our great craftsman. But it is available, and everybody that's a founding member, you give us your email when you get the coin, we'll be getting a lot of special deals, special films, and a lot more starting very, very soon. In fact, next week we're going to send out major discount promo codes, everybody, and some little special mementos as well to everybody that has gotten the coin. So get yours while you still can. There's only three in the set. This is the third and last one. This is the only chance to ever have a founding member coin. Get yours now at 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com or PatriotCollectibles.com. We'll be back.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Majority of American people believe we must do. Here's what the families in Buffalo and Uvalde in Texas told us we must do. We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21. Strengthen background checks. Enact safe storage law and red flag laws. Repeal the immunity that protects gun manufacturers from liability. Address the mental health crisis, deepening the trauma of gun violence and as a consequence of that violence. These are rational, common sense measures. Here's what it all means. It all means this. We should reinstate the assault weapons ban on high capacity magazines that we passed in 1994 with bipartisan support in Congress and the support of law enforcement.
Our lives the same as you did when you were kids, but we can't let you get away with this anymore. Enough is enough. Enough of you telling us that school shootings are a fact of life when every other country like ours has virtually ended it. Enough of you blaming mental illness and then defunding mental health care in this country. Enough of your thoughts and prayers. Enough. Enough. You will not stop us from advancing the Protecting Our Kids Act today. You will not stop us from passing it in the House next week, and you will not stop us there. If the filibuster obstructs us, we will abolish it. If the Supreme Court objects, we will expand it, and we will not rest until we have taken weapons of war out of circulation in our communities. Each and every day, we will do whatever it takes to end gun violence, whatever it takes. What we will do is not fail the children of this country the way that you have failed us, the generations of Columbine, Sandy Hook, Parkland, and Uvalde. I yield back, Madam Chair.
Nadler, we got the clip coming up, the head of the committee, then says we can't trust 18-year-olds on any guns. But they need to be able to join the military and kill people. I was hunting by myself when I was 8 years old with a 12-gauge shotgun and bringing dove back to the house for my grandmother to cook for dinner. I was shooting shotguns when I was 4 years old. And they have domesticated so much of this country. We can't let this continue. The worst school shooting numbers we've ever had is 118 in 1 year. That's counting mass shootings, period. That was Vegas. All numbers that year, a few years ago, with 100,000 plus a year dying of drug overdoses. These people don't give a rat's ass about any of that. Incredible. And so it is on the World Economic Forum's top agenda to disarm the American people under the UN Treaty UNIDIR. And I've said it over and over again. Biden's cut off our energy. He's completely opened our borders and violated federal law and allowed massive human smuggling. We got him cut and dry. Impeachment. And Republican leadership says we don't have the votes. It doesn't matter. Going into the election, you take the narrative away from them. You point out what they've done. Polls showed 90-some percent of Americans don't care about January 6th, and 80-plus percent don't care about Ukraine. that care about the inflation and the baby formula shortages and the open border. Plus, it's unconstitutional and illegal what Biden's doing. It's our duty to impeach him or to try, and it will force the issue and prepare the way after the midterms with a win of the House and Senate for Republicans to actually remove him. And they say, well, we'll just get Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi. We'll get rid of them, too. It's your duty when someone violates the Constitution and pisses in the face of our hard-fought rights to stand up against it and to stop it. Not to aid to bet the damn thing, excuse me. So it must happen. Here is Nadler. Again, saying, we can't let 18-year-olds have guns, but they need to register for selective service because they need to be able to be forced into the military. Oxymoronic murder of logic in your face. Here it is.
We recognize different ages for different purposes. We recognize 18 for the draft. We recognize 16 for driving in some states. We recognize 21 for drinking. So we recognize different ages for different purposes. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Could I have a second to engage that?
Certainly. I'll yield to the gentleman from Kentucky.
Would the chairman join me in co-sponsoring a bill to raise the draft age to 21?
No.
But the chairman feels that their brains aren't fully formed at 18, 19, and 20?
The research does indicate that in certain respects, but the selective service needs... I mean, if the country needs people, it needs people.
It needs people whose brains aren't fully formed?
In certain respects, yes.
I yield back.
Hoping that mine is fully formed at 40.
I hope so.
Do you, Mr. Gates?
I hope so. We won't put that to a vote.
Wise. Very wise.
Directly waging war on logic. 118 people is too many to die in America's worst mass shooting year ever. But when it comes to real death in this country, it's not even a blip on the radar screen. And they know that. But Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And that's absolutely true, what that tyrant dictator had to say. They can pull on your heartstrings all day long about dead children. And then it turns out six people have reported he said he was going to shoot the school up. And the police knew. And they did nothing. Just like the white supremacist that killed 10 innocent black people at a Buffalo grocery store 3 weeks ago. And now they are passing a bill in California with the governor's support to not report threats of mass shootings. You cannot make this up. They want to kill you in the womb. They want to kill the old people with euthanasia. Bill Gates tells us there's too many people. But they love us so much, they want to take our guns to protect, on average, 47 children murdered each year in cold blood in the big flashing neon sign of public schools. Crazy people, it's an option. Don't die by suicide by cop. Don't kill yourself. Go kill a bunch of kids. You're a devil. You're a devil. Kill kids. Kill kids. And we know from the statistics and studies, the more media coverage there is of mass shootings, the more it happens. So it's still very rare, but it is going up because we've got an evil problem. All right, the Bilderberg Group, meeting in secret in D.C. Straight ahead, stay with us.
The Internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of people got arrested. A lot of people got persecuted. A lot of people got attacked and demonized. To bring you the information we've got right here today on this June 3rd, Friday edition. It was Westbrook Pegler, Westbrook Pegler, back in the 1960s, who was a major syndicated political writer. And his sources started pointing out meetings in Europe, but also meetings every 4 years in the U.S. on the East Coast, where hundreds of members of the Dutch royal family and the British royal family and the presidents and prime ministers would rent out hotels and block them all off and then meet for 4 days.
And he went and covered it for a decade before he retired and could never figure out the name or who it was. Then Anthony Sutton, the head of Congressional Archives, was given inside information from Charlotte Iserby, whose father and grandfather were Skull and Bones members, and they knew the name. Bilderberg Group. So it wasn't until the 70s that we even knew the name of the organization. And now we know it. It's like passé. InfoWars isn't up covering Bilderberg this year. No one's covering it physically. We're talking about it. Paul Watts is doing reports about it. Kit Daniels is. Breitbart did. Nobody else I know of. And why is that important? Well, if you're ruled by a shadowy group and they didn't want people to know they existed, because the devil's biggest trick is convincing the world he didn't exist. And then going back about 15 years ago, the media went from denying it existed, because DrudgeReport.com, back when Drudge was running it or whatever's happened, I'm not sure, but back when Drudge was still in charge of it, or back before Drudge changed his mind, I haven't talked to Drudge in years, I don't know. We're showing footage in 2013 north of London covering Bilderberg when thousands of protesters and media showed up. And they went from denying it existed about 15 years ago in the London Guardian, a lot of publications, to saying it existed. But for a good 5 years, there was a paradox where the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Associated Press still said it did not exist. The New York Times, again, in 2008, when it was in Chantilly, Virginia, and we went and covered it, they had helicopters and Marines and Secret Service and everybody, said Jones went to a hotel complex in Virginia outside D.C. and had a full-on hallucination. It didn't exist. They actually said Jones is insane. He imagined men with black sunglasses and earpieces, even though we had the footage. Even though I stayed inside the hotel when it started, and they grabbed me and threw me out. Nobody ever got away with that. By the grace of God, we did. Just like Bohemian Grove. The force is with us. So, imagine how hard they have fought and fought and fought and fought and fought and fought to even have its existence known. And its former head, and off and on for more than 20 years, he was the head of it. It rotates. Prince Bernhard, husband of the Queen of the Netherlands, he was the head for the first 30 years or so. But Klaus Schwab headed it up for over a decade. So when you see the Davos Group, the World Economic Forum, the New World Order, all their open announcements, we're going to put chips in you and you're going to eat bugs and you'll own nothing and have nothing and love it and there'll be no more any of this. Remember that that is the mouthpiece of the Bilderberg Group. And it is the progenitor or the heart of this whole thing. And so it snuck up on me because I'm so busy looking at them out in the open at Davos Group and the UN announcing world government, announcing censorship and forced inoculations and all of it, and saying, Klaus Schwab last week, we control the world in the future. We are now in control. We have penetrated the governments. We own the leadership. No one can stop us. No more. The public has power. We have the power. I mean, these are quotes. Dictatorial James Bond villain announcements. But the original OG organization has met in D.C. over and over again in Chantilly. This time they didn't. We checked. No one knows where it's at. But we do. It's the Grand Orient inside D.C. The Hong Kong government rented the whole thing out. It's got Secret Service and troops and everything all around it. And that's reportedly where they are meeting right now. And again, why would they hide themselves? Why would they not want you to know that several hundred world leaders are meeting in secret right now in D.C.? Because once you identify them and the fact they control your government and the fact that they're taking your freedoms, it's game over because you now know they're the ones that are doing it to you. And I know as a regular listener, you've heard me harp on this 1,000 times, and you already know this. But the general public still doesn't. So we've got exclusive details of this being posted at Infowars.com. And I'll be honest with you, it snuck up on me. Paul Watson this morning, we were talking, he goes, yeah, I'm going to report on Bilderberg today. I went, oh, I forgot they always meet the first few days in June. And sure enough, they are. And it's been 4 years since they met in the U.S. So now is the time for that meeting to take place. And who's at that meeting? Well, it's very revealing. Senator Kristen Sinema, Finnish Prime Minister Martin Sanna, Pfizer CEO, and others attend Bilderberg meeting in D.C. CIA Director, the Carnegie Endowment, all of them. Here's Breitbart. Global elites converge in Washington, D.C. for Bilderberg group meeting. Christina Freeland is really the Prime Minister of Canada, works directly for Klaus Schwab. She's on the board of the WEF. She's there. And they've got a press release at BilderbergMeetings.org. See, about 15 years ago, they couldn't cover it up anymore. So they started publishing their agenda and what they were doing, but only lapdog press is allowed. And we have the full list on Infowars.com of the 2020-2022 list of participants. A who's who of globalist parasites. Paul Watson tweeted, the CEO of Pfizer, the head of the CIA, the director of the ENSC, and the VP of Facebook, the King of Holland, and the Secretary General of NATO are all secretly meeting right now behind closed doors in D.C. It's called Bilderberg, and not a single major media outlet has reported on it. So we've had major victories forcing all of this out in the open. And we salute you all for keeping us on air to be able to expose this. But when we come back, I want to get into their agenda that includes taking over your body and forcing deadly injections into you and how that ties into these treaties and how that ties in the latest COVID information that is just nightmarish. But the good news is we know it, so we can expose it and fight it together. ERs reach record capacity as hospitals are inundated with patients. WHO's pandemic treaty, the end of national sovereignty and freedom. It all comes together because they're the ones in control. They're the captains of the ship. They're the ones running us into the ground. And we are going to expose it all. Coming up here today on this historic broadcast, the economy, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening with the attack on our children and the dehumanization, transhumanist movement, the transgender system. It's all coming up today. On this Friday, June 3rd, 2022 transmission, band.video, Infowars.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're about to play a clip from the archives. In 2013, just north of London, at a huge hotel estate, more than 4,000 protesters, more than 100 media outlets showed up to expose the Bilderberg Group. For the first time ever, it was all over international headlines. We'd expose the shadow government. Now, fast forward only a decade, and this world government, through the Davos Group, is openly taking control of the planet and bragging they are in control of the planet. Total, complete vindication for all of you that helped get the word out about Bilderberg. You are the tip of the spear. You are the resistance.
Well, I kind of halfway expected something like this to happen because they've gone from being secret and saying anybody that talks about it is a kook or conspiracy theorist. And now, okay, we're real, but we're just a little political chat. And so they want to hide in plain view and have David Cameron come here. And who knows, Sarkozy may come here. The word is Bill Gates is going to be sneaking in. A lot of times there's 20, 30 to 50 people who aren't on the list. And those are usually the real conflict of interest. And that's who they'll have sneak in or land behind fences and helicopters. But the fact that Cameron is openly announcing as the head of a major state that he's going to be attending in the middle of it, I think this is Bilderberg pretty much going public. And that's actually what I was told from my Senate sources and what I was told by a major Hollywood source through a member of the Bilderberg Group, that they are having a major debate about just opening up their entire operation to the press, or at least the speeches they give that are Davos-like. But it's the break-off groups where the real collusion goes on, the price-fixing. I mean, there have been indictments before. There have been investigations back in the 70s with Lockheed and Prince Bernhard and jet deals for the Netherlands. So that's the type of things that go on here. And we've just been trying, myself for 18 years, to get the public to understand there are these types of super high-level power broker meetings going on. It was Westbrook Pegler back in the 50s that happened to be on vacation and see a hotel locked down and people he knew, famous people, world leaders there. And he was a syndicated columnist and wrote about it. And they said, shut up. And he said, shut up? What, there's something above government? And then it just grew from there. We didn't even know the name of it until about 35 years ago. I think that the influence of the Bilderberg Group has waned because of exposure, but it's waned even more in just the last few years, and now it's completely evident today because of the fact that the founding members have died, like Prince Bernhard, or they're so old, like Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller. What we're really seeing is more than a death. We're seeing a passing of the torch to what I call Googleberg, and we have insiders on that. That's what really freaked them out, why they threw us out days before it even started. We have sources in government, but also confirmed with people that were in the hotel that work there, that indeed.
All right, from the archive, 10 years ago, and here we are today, living under the New World Order dictatorship, now revealing itself. So let's look at some of the things they're currently doing right now. The World Health Organization's Pandemic Treaty, The End of National Sovereignty and Freedom, the Von Mises Institute does an excellent analysis of that, and Adan Salazar is reporting WHO forced to back down after numerous nations, led by Bolsonaro in Brazil, reject pandemic treaty. That's on Infowars.com. Meanwhile, the main weapon they use is inflation and collapsing borders. Observers say Erdogan of Turkey using migrants as political weapon against Greece. Over 1 million migrants eligible to vote in upcoming Swedish national election. Federal Ethics Commission in Canada flooded with emails calling for investigation into WEF conspiracy. The National Post of Canada reports, we're identifying the enemy as you can see. That's why they need election fraud. And that's why they need to be able to manipulate things. Dominion voting machines in 16 states vulnerable to hacks, U.S. government cyber agency confirms. So that's just some of the news on that front. But let's look at what they're doing through the biomedical tyranny front. That is extremely central to everything this enemy, this depopulation cult of out-of-control, filthy rich people are up to. I'll get more into this after we take calls into the next hour, but I want to just get to the headlines now because this is so big. This is the Boston Globe. Again, this is all over the foreign news. It's all, every Western country that took the Moderna, the Pfizer, the AstraZeneca, or the J&J shots that all grow spike proteins in the body, that, again, the CDC's own documents in October of 2000 that are on their own website, they predicted that all of this would indeed happen, and now it has. ERs reach record capacity as hospitals are inundated with patients. They say it's way worse than it's ever been. It's double what it was in the last 2 years. They're having blood clots. They're having heart attacks. They're having strokes. It's young people. It's old people. They say it's a mystery. They just don't know what's happening. Here's the Sun reporting. The urgent warning to women under 40s after sharp rise in sudden killer. Blood clots. And I know one of the top three famous bodybuilders out there who took the shots so he could go to the Arnold Classic last year. And now blood clots have almost killed him, and he was in perfect shape. And a medical doctor, I'll leave it at that. So there you go. Scientists find world's first cure for heart attacks, Daily Mail reports, using same mRNA technology as COVID vaccines. This is, as some are saying, a literal IQ test. How dumb are you? What will you put up with? And we've got this clip. Executive Director of Oxfam International at WEF's COVID statement. Executive Director of Oxfam International at World Economic Forum says COVID has been one of the most profitable products ever. We'll play the clip in a moment, but it is a product. It's a new chimeric virus that they control that creates a poisonous spike protein in the body that replicates it. And then the shot does the exact same thing. So you can jump back and forth and say, oh, people are sick even though they took the shot from COVID when it's the shots causing the COVID. Here she is.
rise in billionaires has been, you know, unprecedented during the pandemic, and there's been several sectors where that has been mostly concentrated, and one is in fact the pharma sector, because COVID has been one of the most profitable products ever. So that's one point to discuss, and our report out today is called Profiting from Pain, how those delays in making this technology available and really having people vaccinated early has contributed to that. But has also, as was said earlier, it's not only the direct health impacts, but it's the economic, social impacts on all parts of the population, and in reality, an increase in inequality, reversing the trend of the last few years where, you know, inequality had reduced between rich countries and poor countries. Unfortunately, now it has widened. And the statistic we're saying is every 30 hours, a new billionaire was minted during the pandemic.
All of that is lies. 20 years ago, a handful of people had half the wealth. Now they've got 80%+. The third world's never been poor. The globalists ordered the lockdowns. All their policies did this to the IMF and World Bank. But she was honest about the fact that it is the most profitable thing ever for them. Meanwhile, we've got this talk show host wearing a face mask and a face shield, getting ready to do battle with unmasked, unvaxxed COVID idiots on my flight to Charlotte to see my 90-year-old mom, says Stephanie Miller, the talk show host. She got roasted by tens of thousands of responses. You've had all the shots. Aren't you protected, Dumbo? Oh, it's not really a vaccine. So you have the Venn diagram, the virtue signalers, I'm a good person, the patronizing, I'm more informed in intelligence, the martyr, I'm doing this for you, not me. In the middle, you are here wearing your little symbol of slavery. Masks make a difference. Do your part to keep others safe. Wear your mask, even though statistics show they do absolutely nothing to protect you and cause bacterial pneumonia. It's like saying a cardboard box is a bomb shelter to wear a mask. Parents protest after high school blocks unvaccinated students from attending graduation. You're in the wrong school. Former Goldman Sachs PhD, never returning to normal. It's the new world order. They love their mask. They love their lockdowns. They love their slavery. That's Joe Rogan doesn't love it, though. It looks like Joe Rogan. Hello, I'm Heather, and I'm addicted to the COVID narrative. At their little COVID fear meeting, where they all are wearing their masks and face shields, getting in to the fear, as governments have to compensate people all over the world because of the damages caused by it. All right, that's just some of what we're going to be getting into more later here today. Just remember, the only way their conspiracy against humanity succeeds is if you don't spread the word, if you don't share the articles, if you don't share the videos on your email and your text messages and systems that are harder for them to censor. And if you don't get great products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com, we're down to less than 2,000 of the final coin, the three-part series, the Second Amendment coin. There's a founding member, meaning you're helping us fund the future of the system. You get a lot of exclusive content and deals with that information. It's available exclusively, selling out very soon at 1776coin.com. And we're going to end the big sale at 60% off of Patriot Points at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.